Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We've talked a lot about the Titans and Falcons Sunday at noon. Our pregame coverage on this station starts at 7 a.m. 4.5 hours of pregame coverage. 9:30 to 11:30 is where we switch gears to the show downtown, George Jones downtown on 2nd Avenue, where Jared and Floyd Reese and forever Titan Chris Sanders will
be. What's up, man?
And, oh, wait a minute. There he is.
Hey bud. How you doing?
That's Chris Sanders. I've had voicemail messages that sound like that. Hey, buddy. Hey. What's going on?
Hey. Hey, bud. How you doing?
Hey, did you see that game? Did you see that SMU game?
Hey, Darren, I got to ask you a question before we start, man. We do the Silly Dog Under Picks on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Would you tell the listeners how many wins you have? I want the listeners to understand what we're dealing with.
Chris, I think you're right. Sometimes people only listen on Thursday. They may not listen to
so
Friday.
So you want to recap
they might have missed yesterday.
Uh-huh. Who's in second right now? I just want to know. I don't have no idea.
Well,
who's in second?
I'm sure people listening have figured out that if you're asking that question, you've had success. I have not.
But at least win one game. I mean, you haven't won any.
That is the objective. Yes, I'm trying. I just want you to know I am trying.
As long as you give it your all, that's all that matters.
In all seriousness, you have been a great addition to the contest every Thursday. It's been a lot of fun, and you have certainly carried your own.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it. I mean, you guys, Derek and Kelly Hochman, those guys, you guys just make it really, really fun. But in the back of my mind, I'm trying to win.
He's in second place right now.
Yes,
second place. This is going to be the biggest win right there with USC beating Washington, and that's going to take me over the top.
Well,
that is the
for people
that, is,
that don't realize. Yeah. Chris is from Colorado. He's from Denver, so he got on the board with Colorado, the Buffs.
Yes.
And his son CJ is at SMU down in Dallas, SMU, which I've seen that campus, nice campus.
Yes, sir.
He picked SMU to beat TCU, and so he's going to some of his sweet spots, and he's getting results.
Hey, don't forget the girlfriend now. Throw that in there.
You're right. And you have not even tried to keep her secret. You've just come out and said, hey, the girlfriend is helping out big time.
Hey, we're watching TV on Saturday, and I want to watch Judge Judy, and we're watching the game, and I accidentally flipped the channel. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. So I'll turn it back. That's what I'm dealing with.
And you told me yesterday off the air that she actually charts everybody's picks and is keeping up with the panel's selections.
Every single weekend, she's there. Hey, guess what? Look what's happening. She's turning to ESPN and looking on her phone. I'm like, what in Sam E. Hill is going on? She's more competitive than I am.
How has George Jones on downtown on 2nd Avenue, how's that been thus far during the pregame?
Really good. Oh, man, it's been outstanding, especially working with Floyd and Jared. And then also, man, the crowd that comes in there and just the view there, everything is really, really special. I'm glad the venue is there, man. It's kind of a family atmosphere. And, you know, a lot of people come in. You can listen to a live band. I haven't listened to it yet, but I heard you can listen to a live band. But it's just a special, special place to be.
Very cool. Okay, through your eyes, what have you seen through three games of the Tennessee Titans?
Just inconsistency. You know, everybody knows it. Everybody knows that it's the offensive line. The offensive line is struggling. And I'm going to tell you where it went downhill a little bit. I don't want to be, you know, Debbie Downer, but you just got to call it what it is when they played the Pittsburgh Steelers. When you struggle like that on the offensive line, teams are going to take advantage of what they saw on film. Because if you look at when they played Pittsburgh in the preseason, and then the last two games, the teams are doing exactly what Pittsburgh did, is they're pressuring the A-gap between the center and the guard, and that's where the trouble's coming. I just think it's a lot of being inconsistency.
Through your wide receiver eyes, when you see Julio Jones, and you Calvin Ridley, and you see Mohamed Sanu, and, oh, by the way, Austin Hooper, the tight end on offense – there's a lot of weapons for Matt Ryan.
Man, it is. I mean, but the secondary is going to have to really be on their P's and Q's. Logan, Butler, Byard. You know, Byard said at the beginning of the season that this can be the best secondary in the league. You have to show it on Sunday because you got some dogs in Atlanta. I mean, look at Julio Jones. When he catches the ball, he gets a 5-yard hitch, a 7-yard hitch, even like a 5-yard in. He has a mentality he's going to take it the whole distance, and that's what you're dealing with. Then you got Ridley, who's a smaller guy, and maybe not as explosive as Julio, but that joker can flat out get open. So you got some weapons. And then on top of that, don't forget about Freeman. Freeman's a running back. He's a pretty good running back. He runs really mean, and he runs physical. So I think the Tennessee Titans defense is going to have a task at hand.
So how do you go about trying to – I mean, they have, as you just pointed out, they have a lot of options and an experienced quarterback under center. How do you go about trying to slow them down and not let them, you know, get to – 28, 30 points, because you got to believe if Atlanta gets there, it's probably going to be a W.
But you know what? It boils down to it. You just got to have an attitude. And the reason why I say that is, you know, last week, you know, we played a team at MUS, in Memphis University School, and they were 4-0, and they were dominant in our conference. We're a lonely 1-2, 1-3. So we're kind of limping in. Everybody said we can't do it. They said they got weapons. They have a guy going to Alabama. But when we stepped on that doggone field, we was going to run through somebody's lips. I don't care who it is. We're going to run through their face. And that's exactly what the Tennessee Titans got to do. I know you have Sanu. I know you have Ridley. I know you have Julio Jones. I know you have Freeman. I know you have Ryan. The list goes on. But the thing about it is, when you get hit in the mouth, when you get hit in the lips, you're going to have to respond. And the thing about it is, if they go with that attitude and say, you know what, I understand you guys have talent, but we got some talent too, and we're going to come in here and do the job that we're capable of doing. You don't got me all hyped, man. I sound like a doggone coach.
I know. I was waiting for you to blow the whistle.
You know, it means so much, though, Chris, because I thought about that with the Eagles last night. I thought they played that way. They were sure 1-2. They're going into Lambeau Field, but they had the attitude of, we're going to show you that we're a good team. We're going to go get this game. We're going to find a way.
I mean, you're 100% right. Look, perfect example. Everybody was talking about the Cleveland Browns. Everybody was talking about Baker Mayfield, Landry, Odell Beckham, all these guys, and everybody's like, just crowning them already. But look at how the Tennessee Titans, when they walked in that stadium, yes, on the first drive, it looked like it was about to be a blowout. But when they settled down and started hitting Baker in the mouth and hitting those receivers and getting those guys frustrated, they look like a third-grade team. It's all about an attitude. It's all about how you approach things. If I approach it, well, they got all these players and I just got, they're going to win. No, I'm coming here to run through your face. That's the kind of attitude that you got to have. Like, just like in 1999, everybody was crowning the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, to go to the Super Bowl. They were 14-2, and the only teams they lost to was us. They already packed their bags to go to the Super Bowl. They were making videos, all this stuff. You know what we did is we sat in that locker room. Eddie George stood up and said, you know what, we about to go down there and beat the brakes off this. And when Eddie George said that, we went down there, and they had absolutely no chance because we went in there with an attitude.
Like to see that attitude on Sunday for sure. Chris, I want to ask you, you played seven years in the league. Mm-hmm. This is the first year this year that you can challenge the pass interference. I want you to think back to your career. Yeah. Would there have ever been a big catch that you would have made, could have made, you thought you were interfered with and they didn't call it, and you would have said, you know, that's a challenge flag? Because everybody's trying to figure out when they should challenge or not. How would that rule have affected you, a guy that could really get down the field and was in that position a lot, fighting for a ball down the field?
Oh, man, I'd have had 100 catches. I mean, I'd have had 100 catches.
Okay.
Not 100, maybe 150. I mean, we just got to define what is pass interference, because right now you can't even touch the receiver at the line of scrimmage. You can't really do anything. So is it grabbing the jersey? Yeah, that's a pass interference. But that you got to turn and turn when the ball's in the air, I really can't define it, because if you look at what happened yesterday and all the games around the league, you know, they're throwing a flag and trying to see, is this pass interference? See, when you have a question mark, or is it a pass interference or isn't, then that's where the gray area is, because what is the definition of pass interference? That's where the problem is.
I watched the play last night where Alshon Jeffrey, it was a very subtle thing. But he ran an out route, and it was interesting. Mm-hmm. They didn't win the challenge. He comes back and catches the next ball anyway. They go down and score, so it didn't really matter. But he made a play where he's about to catch the ball. There wasn't a lot of contact, but when you slowed it down, you saw that the defender took his left arm and just pushed it a little bit. So he couldn't get two hands on the ball, and he immediately signaled to the sideline, hey, look at that. And he sort of convinced his coaches to challenge, and they didn't win the challenge. When you slow it down, you can appreciate what he saw. It just looked subtle. It didn't look blatant.
But see, we don't know the definition of what pass interference is. And if you keep having that gray area, you know, you're going to keep having these situations. I mean, there's a guy that I used to play with named Chris Dishman. He was with the Houston Oilers /Titans. This dude would grab you, grab your shoulder pads, and they never call pass interference. But today, if you accidentally grab somebody's jersey or grab their shoulder pads, is it pass interference or isn't it? So when you have a gray area, nobody knows the definition of pass interference. So that's why guys are getting upset to say he grabbed me, and then the other guy said, I barely touched you. So what is the definition of pass interference?
It's a huge game within the game.
It is, yeah.
Here's another thing that I think is important that Darren and I discussed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons just lost a key defensive back for the season. And everybody saw it. He threw his helmet. It was so frustrating because he knew right away he was done. He blew out his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
How do you try to figure out, when you're game planning, here's the matchup, right? So-and-so is hurt. Let's test this guy out. How much, I'm sure, goes on a ton when you're prepping for a game.
It does, but the thing about, you know, a defensive coordinator is if they bring a new guy in, they're going to protect him. They're not going to put him in a situation to where he can make a whole bunch of mistakes. But you better believe, especially when we played against the Cincinnati Bengals, when they took out a defensive back, we knew our stats were going to be high because their defensive backs were terrible. So when we see a guy like that that gets hurt, and you know, it's sad that he got hurt, but what you got to do, you just got to take it and stride the next man up. We're going to go after him regardless of what it is, because, you know, the guy doesn't dictate the play. It's when the offensive coordinator calls a play to make you make a play.
Innsworth tonight?
Oh, we about to go do this thing. Oh, we better go. I can't say it too loud. But yeah, we're going to go try to do this thing. I hope they're not listening. But yeah, we got a big game, man. I mean, Innsworth's good. They got a lot of talent. They got their skill. They got a coach, Rock. I mean, they got a good team, and it's our homecoming. So we got to go down there. They got to come to us, and we got to go make this happen.
All right. Well, good luck tonight, Chris. Good to talk to you.
Man, always.
We'll chat next Thursday or probably this weekend if you win or if I win.
Would you please try to win the game, sir?
If I win, you'll know.
Okay, you'll get a call on Saturday.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Forever Titan, okay. Chris Sanders. Good stuff.
He's talking about, like, the rivalry, like, it's only a rivalry if both teams win some. Mm-hmm. So he needs you to win a couple to make it a real rivalry. I think that's what his message was subtly there.
That's fair. We'll come back. We'll flip to the other side. We'll get a Falcons perspective from Chris Tomino next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No